Cause for now, the sex toy that I found is firmly planted in my bun.
Hey, baby, this is your best friend, Spidey Jones.
Thank you.
Yes.
Just got done having the most amazing sex.
Hello.
Who's that?
I'm Stefan Buffet.
I've been a very, very bad girl.
I have a bit of a green thumb myself.
Hello.
I used to have a brown thumb, but the doctor said I'd get retarded if I kept doing that.
Sorry about that.
There's a hole I made it into a jack-off machine. Actually, it's a shoe polisher.
My, there's some stretching going on now. Oh, my. There's, the defense is really stretched out.
It's a shame.
Brings it to the belt.
My goodness. And here comes the head. Oh, holy moly.
I will not step forward on safety belt.
Hey, let's hear it for Sean Bullitt.
I'm a loving guy.
Somebody get me the urine tester.
Here. Kills the urinal tract infection.
I know another inventor I read about the other day, a guy named Sean Bullitt, is inventing a car that runs on garbage.
Yeah. I am not a pedophile.
Kick us the clown. Hey, kids, want some candy?
But stop laughing!
But you were. But you were a poor enough husband to drive your wife into the arms of another man.
No, I was afraid of her. She cheated on me. A freaking bitch.
Deer in my butt.
I'm Jim the photographer. I've had sex with a porn star.
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible for him. I mean her.
I made my first dildo.
You made a dildo?
My first one, yeah.
Number one of the top 10 things a woman must have in order for rage to be attracted to her. Number one. A penis.
And well, mother and father.
Here it goes.
I could swear the voice massager had veins.
Oh, yeah. Hello. How we doing, people? This is Morning Disaster. I am your host, Ray Lytle. So good to be here. 814-0332. That's 814-0332. If you would like to call and join me for anything, I would love to speak to you. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It is, what is it, Thursday? Oh, my God, it's Thursday, last day of the week. Woo! For me, that's right, because we're going to have a Friday show. Oh, thank God. Thank heavens for this Thursday.
Thank you for waking me up.
No, thank you, George. Thank you for waking up, you delicious hunk of man, you. Yeah. Uh-huh. Probably learn to shut that off one of these days. All right, it is the Boring Disaster. I am Ray. How you guys doing? No, Nikki. She is. I think she's. I have not spoken to her. A lot of times, after she misses the show, we speak at some point during the day, or you know, we have a chat. And nothing yesterday, other than from her saying that she was going to be out again today. She sent me something last night that said I'm out again tomorrow. And she seemed, you know, I can imagine her depressed voice speaking, but that's all I heard. And then I checked her Facebook page, because you know what it is, somebody says, oh, I'm out again tomorrow. You say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to your Facebook page. I'm going to see what you're really doing. I know you're going to a party, you know. And instead, her Facebook page said that she hates hospitals or something. So, that is not good. At last check, Nikki hates hospitals. So that probably means she's in one. You know? She might actually be in a hospital for all I know. But she was mentioning the hospital on her Facebook page. So I'm starting to think she might be back in because she had a Nikki's body is just a giant infection with arm and legs. Unfortunately, arms and legs, it's infection that has eyes. Obviously a colon, we've heard about that. And we also know that it has arms and legs. Her body is a pure infection, I think, from what she was describing last time we spoke. So I don't know. Anyway, my best to her. Let's hope Nikki gets well so we can get back to doing some fun shows with her. She is, like I said, she's under the weather. She is under the weather. We hope to get her back soon. Spanky, of course, was on yesterday. He's on again today. Hello, Spanky.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I am wonderful today, Raymond. How are you?
I am fantastic. You, my good Spanky, you do not sound drunk.
I am very much sober.
My heavens, it's a miracle. I'm very proud of you.
I have made some life decisions.
Oh, no. What decisions did you make?
I am going to quit drinking beer and lose weight.
When did you decide this?
About 11 o'clock last night.
Really?
Yep.
So 11 o'clock last night, what were you doing at the time?
Drinking.
You were drinking.
Finishing my last beer.
And you were just finishing your beer, and you decided, that's it. I'm not going to drink
that's
anymore.
It.
And I'm not going to, and I'm going to, what was the other thing? You're going to start losing weight? You're going to stop eating?
I started losing weight. I got up at 4 o'clock this morning and walked around the neighborhood.
Are you serious?
So I'm dead serious.
What did you do after you had the epiphany?
I don't know. I just kind of sat there for a while and took a little nap. And
yeah. At 11 o'clock, you took a nap.
To, you know, sitting in the house, like you said, this probably ain't too cool to do, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And then you just said that. So, I mean, what have you eaten since you had this epiphany, since you had your big, your realization that you need to change your life?
I had a banana and a slice of toast this morning for breakfast.
Oh, wow. A lot of carbohydrates, a lot of starch.
Yeah, but.
Have an egg.
Little steps.
You know what? Listen, I'm with you. I got to do something. Last night, I was sitting on the couch. And, you know, ever since I lost a little weight, I can easily scratch my, you know, my bits. Mm-hmm. And lately, I've been eating a little bit too much, okay? I've been a little out of control. Like, for example, I had a Twinkie with strawberries and whipped cream on it.
That's going the wrong way.
Which is strawberry shortcake, but made with Twinkies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, baby. And I ate it. And then after I ate it, I was like, oh, my God, I just felt so fat, you know.
Yeah.
It was so fat. I was just, oh my God, I'm like, this is it. I can't. So then I said to myself, here's what I said. I go, you know what? As soon as these strawberries are gone, I've got to stop. So
yeah.
Then I said, you know what? I really should have these strawberries get finished earlier, you know, rather than later.
Yeah.
So then I said, maybe I should have another one. You know, I should have another.
Yeah, get them cleaned up.
Right. You know, because I'm trying to, you know, speed up the end so I can get to my healthy life, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to eat all of the strawberries, you know. And I'm hoping I don't run out of Twinkies before strawberries, because then I'll buy the Twinkies, okay, and I won't have enough strawberries, and then I'll have to get more strawberries. It's a vicious cycle, Spanky. It's a very, very vicious cycle. So,
I think a lot of mine came from, you know, my mom passed away there a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And I was just sitting there on a couch and eating some pizza and drinking beer, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Well, food makes you feel better.
So I've been up, went for my walk, and now I'm out for my morning drive with no beer.
Look at you.
You know, just got to run to Walmart, do a couple things, and act like I'm back in the human race.
I got to tell you, I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, I just hope it lasts through the weekend because, you know, me and weekends and beer gets a little crazy.
I'm very proud. I was thinking the same thing last night, you know, because I went to scratch my balls after I was having my shortcake. And, you know, I still reached, I could reach my balls fine, but I had to stretch a little bit. You know, I had to stretch my arm a little bit. I'm like, boy, this is
weird.
You weren't,
like, scratching him while he was eating your shortcake, was you?
Yeah, but not with the same hand, if I was.
Okay.
You know. And I was like, I shouldn't, boy, this seemed easier, was what I told myself. I'm like, this seemed easier last week. So I think I put on a little weight. So I'm kind of freaked out. So here's what I was thinking of doing, okay?
Yeah.
I think on Sunday, I'm going to boil 5 eggs, okay?
Yeah.
And then I'm going, after I boil the egg, I'm going to put the oils, put the eggs in the water, boil them, and make them hard boiled.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to put them on, I'm going to put them on in a, like sandwich bags. Each egg in a sandwich bag, okay?
Yeah, I follow you.
And then, like, the night before, I'm going to take a tomato and I'm going to cut like 2 slices of tomato. And I'm going to put the tomato in the bag as well, all right?
Okay.
And then every morning when I wake up, I will go to the fridge, and I'll grab my egg and tomato bag. And during the show, while I'm doing the show, I will eat a hard-boiled egg and the 2 slices of tomato with my coffee. So I will start my day off with, you know, with a little breakfast.
When you're getting some protein in there.
Well, the eggs are protein. See?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're saying you're explaining what I'm doing. Okay, I understand. Huh. And then I'm going to get. I'm gonna ask my wife to get it. To get like stuff to make salads. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to ask her to put a salad in the refrigerator. Okay. And then as soon as I get off the air, every day, like I will eat my egg and tomato every day as I start the show. And as soon as I get off the air, I'm going to go to the kitchen. I'm going to grab my, salad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'll eat that.
Yeah, that's what I'm having today is a salad for lunch.
Which is great, except that's all I can eat. I can't end up eating anything else, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to have a salad, and then for like they said, I'm just trying to see where it goes, you know, because I've never done it. And it says in the afternoon, like, you know, I'll eat a salad. You can only have 2 tablespoons, I think, of dressing, you know.
Right.
And then they go on about their business, and they said for, like, afternoon snack, have an apple. I mean, I love apples.
Yeah.
You know, so pop an apple in the afternoon. The biggest thing for me is leaving the beer, and I've also quit the soda pop in the last month.
And the fried foods, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's all I've been living on, fried foods.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
So I'll probably have a breakdown, start to have a shake here after
a
while.
That is a hard one.
But
you'll be having the shakes.
Oh, yeah, I'll probably be.
Seriously, when is the last? I mean, think about it. You've been drinking how long?
I've been drinking for probably since I was 16 and I'm 53.
And what's the longest you've gone without having a beer?
Maybe 10 days.
Oh, so you have gone 10 days before without having a beer. That's good.
Yeah, but that was pretty bad. So I don't know how it's going to be to try to quit it completely.
It would be pretty bad. Your body did not like it too much?
No, kind of was a little fuzzy for a few days.
Hmm.
But, you know, you got to do what you got to do if you want to live.
Well, that's true. You got to get better.
I mean, I really don't feel like checking out this early. I still got a lot of people to torment.
Absolutely. And you just, listen, you're doing this show. You sound fantastic. Everybody keeps talking about, you know, everybody keeps saying how much they love Spanky. I got a lot of great emails that say, oh, my God, you, Spanky, Nikki sounded great when you were on that one show. And then I got mails last night, or, you know, messages last night from people saying it sounded great. Spanky was great. However, Brent said, this is the message Brent sent this morning. He says, did we shame Spanky into not drinking? He goes, we have power. Yeah, you know, maybe we did, you guys.
You might have. I mean, it's great. I appreciate it. Like I said, I'm not going to turn into one of those, you know, little preaching freaks. No, alcohol is bad.
Right.
You know, food is bad.
You're not a preacher freak is what you're saying.
No, I'm not going to be like one of them. I was saved by, well, I could. Ray Lytle's MorningDisaster.net saved my life. Give me an amen and put a dollar in my cup.
That's right. Amen, brother. Who knows? Maybe,
amen.
Maybe that's the push we should be doing.
There you go. We're going to start healing with the power.
So we will. So, yeah. So that's what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to do hard-boiled eggs every day because, you know, I end up skipping breakfast. Every day I skip breakfast.
Well, I used to. My breakfast would be like two cans of Bud Light, you know?
Right. Or in the case of lately, it's been, well, you were taking four cans of the car wash and...
Yeah, I did that yesterday. And
man.
Now it's like 8:57 and I'm out on the streets and there's like sunshine. People are alive.
Okay. See, that's what happens.
All because of Ray Lytle healed me.
Yeah. You've been healed.
Touched my forehead.
Well, I my prayer warriors and I, we prayed. For baby Jesus to go into you, to enter you. We wanted Jesus to enter you, Spanky, and then...
I don't know if it was Jesus, but about 2 o'clock this morning, it definitely exited me.
Right. Man, I had to do that last night. You know what? Like, my wife goes to bed early.
Yeah.
Because she just feels horrible. She's felt horrible.
Oh, no.
And, well, a tooth broke. All right. She had a tooth break in the back, the very last tooth, you know, like in the back of her mouth. And
would that be like the wisdom?
No. Before, like in front of where the wisdom once was. And this tooth broke and she's like, oh, I got to get it fixed, you know. And then time goes by. She's like, oh, crap, I got to get that tooth fixed. See, here's the deal. If you break a tooth, okay. And it's somewhere in your mouth that constantly reminds you it's broken, you know?
Yeah.
Then you're constantly reminded to go to the dentist. But if it's your last tooth and nothing rubs up against your cheek or it doesn't really get involved in food and everything, then you forget about it.
Oh, yeah.
And like I'd say, hey, what did you ever do with that tooth? She goes, oh, crap. She goes, oh, I got to get that tooth fixed. And I'm like, oh, my God, he said it. She's like, I haven't fixed it. And so she just forgets because, you know, she's like, oh, my God, I've been so busy. So then she's done this like for, I think it's been a couple of months, maybe longer than that. She's like, every once in a while she goes, oh, I forgot about the tooth. So finally yesterday, Tuesday, I did a show on Ask the Expert, where the whole thing was about dental health.
And oh, so, okay, with Memorial or whoever?
Yeah, that show that I host. And I was talking to the doctor. She was talking about, you know, how you get an infection in your mouth or your teeth, and if it can spread to other parts of your body. So my wife was getting this sinus infection. And the sinus infection was really bad, and the pain was going into her mouth or her tooth. That she was like, "Oh my God!" It just felt, you know, felt horrible.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, hey, we just talked about this on Ask the Expert. And she goes, I actually listened to some of it today. And so then on Tuesday, she says, that's it. I am getting a dentist appointment. And so she ended up making a dentist appointment for yesterday. And she went to the dentist yesterday, and they gave her some pain pills, but they also gave her antibiotics. And they said, as soon as the infection heals, we're going to go ahead and take care of that tooth. So at least,
You
know, at least she is now, you know, figured out what she's going to do. And I think she just wants to pull it, you know.
Well, yeah, because that can make her very sick and end up in the hospital.
Yeah,
even.
So she just wants it. She wants to, and it's broken. And she's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I said, you're going to fix it? She goes, I don't know. I think I just want to pull it. Because I had a tooth, a similar issue years ago.
Yeah.
And so what I did is I tried to get a root canal.
Yeah.
And it cost like thousands of dollars for this root canal, right? And
okay.
Then it didn't take. They left something in the tooth, all right? So after the root canal and after fixing it, it didn't take. And I was in massive pain, so they went there and checked, and they said, oh, we left so-and-so in your mouth. And then it was so messed up. They were like, well, we can do this and this, and I'm like, well, how much is that going to cost? And then they ended up telling me how much that was going to cost. And I'm like, what will it cost to pull the damn tooth? And they're like, oh, I don't know, like $60. I said, well, just pull it. I was so angry, you know. I mean, I was really
mad. Through all that.
Yeah, and at the time, I was making a lot of money, so the money was secondary. But the time, it's like I had to sit, you know, several days. I had to sit for this stupid root canal. It took hours and hours and hours, and I was just like, you know, just pull it. And then I was really angry. I was done with that place. I'm like, that's it. You're done. I never went back to the dentist. Because I'm like, you charge me all this money, and, you know, after that, I just ended up getting the cheap thing anyway. So because of that, my wife, you know, my wife said, she goes, I'm just going to get a pool. And, you know, now, of course, the dentist is trying to talk her into getting the root canal. Of course they want to get the root canal.
Well, yeah, he wants to make that money.
And then after that, they want to cap it and all this stuff. My wife's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to say, just take it out. So that's the plan. So once it's out, she'll feel better, you know.
Well, you let her know she's in good hands. I can do it Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock for $40.
You can pull out a tooth.
Oh, I got pliers in that. I can sterilize them.
I'll tell you, pulling a tooth is really, I mean, when you get your tooth pulled from the dentist, and it's so, it makes you wonder. I mean, it does make you wonder, like, oh, my God, why is it so easy to pull a tooth? They give you the shot, you know?
Yeah, numb it down.
They stick this thing in, and they just, it's almost like it's almost like a crowbar-looking thing. And they stick it in your mouth. And then they just sort of pull it a certain way, and it starts to yank your tooth out. And then they put it the other way. It's weird how they do it. They stick this thing in your tooth.
Well, you get that when you get loose ones. I had a loose one once, and I sat at home and tried to pull it. Never could.
Yeah.
Go to the doctor in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, they just yank it. I mean, they put this thing in, and I don't even know how to describe it. I'm sure there's a term for it. And it goes in your tooth, and then they basically pull it down, and...
It
pops right out. It's crazy.
It pops. It's like, Christ, I've been doing that for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
It's nuts.
Oh, not to change the subject, how's Nikki doing?
Go ahead. I don't know. I was saying earlier that I don't know. On her Facebook page, she said something like she hates hospitals. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's all I saw. It doesn't, you know.
Huh. Why did they get her back in the hospital?
I think she was in the hospital to get tests, But But I think that maybe they kept her, you know. She said her whole body was infected.
Oh, that ain't good. They probably kept her and put her on IVs and that.
Yeah, I don't know. So, that was the last check, so I don't know what's going on. You know, Nikki is, Nikki is constantly fighting illness, and I feel bad, you know. I feel bad for her. I know that, I can't remember when she's been healthy, you know. She's always under some type of pain or just illness. So hopefully this one will get, you know, hopefully this one will get fixed up and, you know, we'll get it all going and get her back to normal. So I don't know what's wrong with her. She usually texts me and tells me immediately, but, you know, we just haven't, I haven't heard anything from her this time. Other than what she texted me a couple days ago saying that she couldn't do the show. So, anyway. Hmm. Yep. So, there you go.
Wow. This is really weird out here.
What is weird?
Watching traffic and being alert.
Oh, so are you driving right now still?
Actually, I'm sitting in a parking lot here across from the bank just watching traffic go by.
There's nothing wrong with that. You got the window open or you just chilled out in the car?
Just chilled out in the car.
See, I'd like to broadcast. I would like to broadcast from my car. I think I'd be badass recording a show from my car. I've never done
it. That'd be
fun. I should do that. I should get a way to record from. I have a way to record in my car and do a show in my car. I'd like to do that. Maybe pick up Sean and just drive. It's called Sean Bitching in the Car. Just drive around with Sean and just have him bitch about stuff.
You'd have to ride in his car, though.
Oh, I'd never get in that filthy car.
Well, you'd have to, because if he rode yours, there wouldn't be a 6 foot of cheeseburger wrappers in the passenger floor.
Ever since he got the new girlfriend.
You got a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. He's had a girlfriend for a while now.
Awesome.
Yeah, like a couple months. And he ended up, he cleaned it. Maybe she cleaned it out. I don't know, but it ended up being cleaned out.
That's good. He deserves somebody nice.
Now, it's filthy again, but not as filthy. If you can understand that.
Just like a month filthy and not.
Yeah, it's not like 6 years. It's not 6 months, 8 months filthy like it looked like before, you know. Because his car looked like, it was like a trash bin with wheels. Now it's not as bad. And he's got a new car, too, so.
Awesome, that's great. What's he got now?
He's got some type of SUV, like van-looking thing, you know.
Well, that's good, because him and I used to ride in that car of his, and I felt like a circus monkey.
Yeah, it was too small. But
my head was in the roof, and I'd say, Sean, let's get a burger. He'd say, oh, Spank, just reach in the floor.
See, and I think that, here's what I think, and I don't know, I haven't been inside the car to check, but the passenger seat is a lot more clean than we're used to with his cars. But I do wonder if he isn't just picking up the garbage and throwing it in the back, you know. Like, I haven't been in the car and gone to the back of it, you know.
Yeah, with an SUV, that could be quite a landmine.
That's what I mean. He might still be garbage car, just garbage car behind the seat. Because when he's driving the girlfriend around, she's in the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's someone that usually the girlfriend ends up, when he has a girlfriend, she usually ends up driving.
But he's driving her around.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I've noticed that, though. Yeah, it's usually the girlfriend driving. Like he's the one that's sitting bitch, you know. A lot of times. But I think he's driving her, you know. I think that he's from time to time driving her, so he has to clean it out. Let's try. You want to try to call him? Let me see if I can.
Yeah, try to get him up on the
horn. I doubt he'll answer, but let's see here. All right, where's his number? All right. Let's see, dial him up. All right, try to dial him and see if it works. I don't know if he'll answer or not. Because I know he does work, you know. He's always busy. We'll just ask him one question if he'll pick up the phone.
Hey, this is Jen. I can't get to the phone, leave me a message, and I will call you back. Oops. Thanks.
Well, I think I dialed. Whoops.
Did he change his voice?
No. I dialed the wrong number. Oh, my God. Thank God that poor girl didn't answer the phone.
I thought, wow, he had a sex change, too.
Oh, God. Oh, hold on. Let me dial the right number. How funny. I put a 2 where the 5 is in his number.
I was going to say, wow.
Poor girl Jen. Could you imagine if she would have picked up the phone and we said, hey, you son of a bitch, it's Ray, it's Banky. This is going to be like, excuse me?
Where's your car at? We want to search it for cheeseburgers.
Yeah, hey, do you still have garbage in your car?
Hi, you've reached Sean Belen, the news director at Newhawk Media.
He's busy. Anyway. Oh, well. That seemed like that's a lot of work for nothing. But could you imagine if that poor girl would have picked up and you and I started in? Is this Sean?
What's the deal? We got any listeners in Lincoln I can go pick on this morning and visit with them?
Yeah, is there anybody listening in Lincoln where Spanky can come by your house? I'll tell you, it seems that people that listen live.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Go to the Morning Disaster Facebook page and correct me if I'm wrong. But it seems like most of them are working.
Well, I'm leading up to that.
What I'm saying is a lot of them are the ones that communicate with us. I think Brent works. He communicates every day. Brent sends over messages and stuff. I look forward to his messages. I get messages from Corey every single day. And these are during the show. P-Double leaves messages a lot of times during the show. You know, like the guys that send stuff actively every single day.
Oh, that's cool.
TJ and Josh and Ben, and, like a lot of guys listen. But I think I don't think Ben works during the day, but I think most people work during the day. And I say that because, like, I get a lot of messages at weird times, all right? Like, I'll get a message.
Like break times?
Yeah, I get a message like 12:30 in the afternoon. We're never on the air at 12:30 in the afternoon, but I'm telling they're either downloaded the podcast or they're listening to the replay. And you know what I mean?
Oh, I understand. Yeah.
And they and then they end up, you know, leaving. I get messages throughout the day, which is, it's good, but, you know, I always forget to answer them, you know.
Yeah. What you looking at, lady? Walk by my car and look at me like I'm retarded.
So you're going to attack her for looking at you.
Well, she just walked by me looking at me like I was retarded or something.
Good Lord.
Maybe she never seen me sober.
Yeah, maybe she knew you and was just shocked. Oh, my God. Yeah, so
beautiful day out.
I think the people that listen to us live, they're working. Now, I could be wrong. But, yeah, I'm getting... you're right. I work. I'm working. I'm getting a lot of that.
I understand.
Brent says, yeah, I'm at work. So I think most people, you know, I think most people are working. He says, yeah, I'm at work. And no, Spanky cannot come to my office.
I didn't even ask.
Like, before we even get started, he's like, nope, Spanky is not allowed at my office. That ain't happening.
Wonder what kind of job he does.
I don't know. I bet it's something smart, you know.
sounds like one of them necktie people.
I don't know if he's wearing a suit or not. But I bet he has to wear like a, you know, I bet he can't wear t-shirts.
That would be a good place for us to do a morning show from.
That's what I think.
I need to find a doctor so I can sit in a waiting room and interview people.
Of course, Al says, Lil Al listens. Well, of course we know Al listens live. And Ben says, Ben is the one that, Ben says, yeah, I work at night. Also, tell Spanky to come to Peoria. Ben lives in Peoria, and I know, like I said, I know he doesn't work because he has mentioned before he doesn't work in the morning. So,
well, tell you what, we'll have to see what the week's coming to bring to us, and I might have to go to Peoria.
I just thought it was really cool that I remember thinking it was cool that Ben actually wakes up early to listen to us. You know,
yeah, that's great.
As compared to. You know, because if I worked at night, I don't think I'd wake up and listen to.
That's the power of healing.
Well, especially when it's available on the, you know, on a podcast, you know.
Podcast, but that's cool.
But yeah, I think it's cool. Thank you. That's awesome. I think that's very, very cool. Yeah, so I don't think anybody is in Lincoln just waiting for you to swing by.
Well,
and have someone make you protein. I need some protein for breakfast.
Yep, get your protein here.
Could you make me some? I do need eggs, man. I could use some scrambled eggs right now. I really could.
That sounds good, but my only problem is I'd have to put like peppers and onions and a lot of cheese melted on top.
Well, you just can't eat regular eggs.
No, I got to have everything in them, onions, peppers.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I just devour eggs, you know. I'll put ketchup every once in a while. My brother Goose got me doing that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Put a little ketchup on it. You know, something like that. There's nothing wrong with that. And P Double says he's an IT administrator for an electronic medical record. He says no suit, it's corporate casual. See, I told you he didn't have to wear a tie. Yeah,
he works for a medical group, I would fit right. If I wore casual clothes, they wouldn't know the difference.
You're saying you could work at a casual clothes office?
I could walk in there and they wouldn't know the difference if I was a worker or just off the street.
Spanky, you wear dirty blue jeans. With a t-shirt. I've never seen you wear anything else.
I've graduated. I'm wearing shorts with a t-shirt now.
Okay, well. Yeah. Unbelievable. You could never work in it. Me neither.
I could sneak in and they would never know I was there.
I was thinking about that. The other day, somebody called me and said, hey, we've got this job opening for blind. They said, are you interested? And I'm like, what is it? And they told me what it was, and I'm like, I don't think I'm qualified for that. And also, I told myself, I don't have a bachelor's degree. And they were shocked. They go, what? You don't have a bachelor's? I'm like, no, I started working in radio when I was 19. I got an associate's. Yeah. I don't have a bachelor's. But I'll tell you what, a few years ago, actually, it's longer than that. It's actually, what, 2009 maybe? I was offered. There was a chance for me to get a teaching position at a college to teach radio and stuff. And I wish I would have taken it more serious. You know, I took it somewhat serious, but not, you know, but not as serious as I should have.
Yeah, that would have been a good job, I think.
Well, and they were, and when the people were talking to me. They were like, we just realized you don't have a bachelor's degree. And I said, no. And they said, well, you'd have to get that. And I was like, oh. And they said, well, we could get you. There was a four-year school just down the street. And they said, yeah, we'd want you to take some extra classes there. Because I don't need a lot to get a bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could get one. And I really should have taken this more serious because these people would pay for me to get a bachelor's degree. And then it was too late. I was like, oh, man, I did not take this serious enough. You know,
yeah, could have got you some free education there.
Yeah, because now I have to, now I got to pay for night school. It's such a hassle, you know. But the weird thing is, like, you know, I'm almost 50 years old. All right, so what? I'm gonna go to college with a bunch of 18-year-olds? No, thank you. No, thank you. But to get back to the original story, the guy who's telling me about the job, he's like, yeah. And I said, well, what is it? And then he goes, blah, 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 blah. But here's it is. Like, I had to wear slacks every day. And I'm like, slacks? He goes, yeah, you know, like no blue jeans. I'm like, what? I said, what about shorts in the summer? He goes, oh, God, no, you can't wear shorts. And I go, what?
That wouldn't happen in your book.
And I started thinking, I'm like, I have never had a job. In my adult life, I've never had a job where I couldn't dress however I wanted. Now, I was hired by companies before that said, yeah, we don't wear shorts around here, but I wore them. And then as soon as I started wearing them, everybody else wore them, and they're just like, ah, screw it, change the rules. I got the rules changed. Just because they realized it's kind of stupid for us to have this rule because these people don't leave their studios. It's not like anyone sees them. So, you know, on more than one station, I guess on one of them, John Lamb and I were both wearing, you know, we're both wearing shorts. And we were doing it just naturally. We didn't know that it wasn't something to do until somebody says, hey, you know, nobody wears shorts around here. And I'm like, oh, we do. You know what I mean? And no one said anything to us about it, although they had asked everybody else. Or they had told everybody else, yeah, we don't wear shorts around here. They're like, okay. But when we took the job, no one told us we couldn't wear shorts. So it's not like we were intentional rule breakers. We just wanted to wear shorts. And so what ended up happening was other people that we work with started wearing shorts. And then the rule just sort of went away. And then everybody was wearing shorts.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like you said, you're sitting in a studio 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
Or then you're in your office. It's not like you're parading up and down the hallway giving everybody a nut shot.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can understand salespeople.
Oh, well, yeah.
Although Jim did give nut shots. But, I mean, I can understand salespeople. They have to wear a suit, you know. And I think that's sort of it. They're like, well, they were... you know, we don't want them feeling bad because they can't wear it. It's like you're a salesperson. That you realize when you do that for a living, you're going to have to dress to be in public, you know. So it just sort of went away, and the salespeople didn't seem to care that we could wear shorts. So they just,
I was gonna say,
it just went away.
You've seen me a couple times in dress pants and that when I was doing promotions.
That's true, yeah. You know when to dress and when not to.
Yeah.
But if you're just going to be sitting in a studio all day, there's no reason to get all dressed up.
Not at all. No, like I said, nobody can see you.
Even when I hosted, with John and I wish I had this stuff on video because I put it up on YouTube. John and I hosted a late night talk show, all right? It was crazy. It was called the World's Shortest Late Night Talk Show. And it was me behind a desk and John on the couch, you know. And we would bring out a guest and John would slide down. The guest would come in. We'd ask him, you know, we usually got to ask him like one question.
Yeah.
And then we'd tell a joke or whatever. And I mean, it was a quick thing and we recorded them all in one day, you know. But it was cool. And it probably if we would have had time, we probably could have done it, you know, every night. We had to do it for a limited time. It just got to be too hard, you know, because... We'd get done with our work at, you know, 10:30, and we'd have to drive to. We drove to Bloomington to record these. This is in the 90s, and then finally it just got to be us going, oh, screw this! We're not going to drive to. You know, we weren't even getting paid. They were just trying it out, you know. So we're like, we're not getting paid. We're wasting a lot of gas. We're driving all the way to Bloomington. We're tired. Plus, we have to write the shows and write the jokes. And I was, and it wasn't just me. It was John, too. We were just like, you know, screw this. But even when we did that, I wore like a shirt and a tie, you know. But I wore shorts.
Where they couldn't see it under the
desk. Yeah, because they couldn't see it under the desk. And John, so John had to wear pants and stuff. But I had to wear, I wore shorts. I just never stood. Even when the guests came out, I didn't stand up to shake their hand. And we would always say, well, we don't have time to shake your hand. How you doing? And blah, blah, blah. So tell us about this. Oh, no. Okay, thank you for being on. And then we would go, like, do a monologue thing. And then we'd say, all right, that's it for the show. Good night, everybody. And that's how we'd wrap it up. It was a stupid. It was called the world's shortest talk show. And it ran. It was like it ran. What the? It ran at 10:30. It was in the 90s when everybody was getting a talk show. There was a year in the 90s where, I mean, you had Joan Rivers and Arsenio and Johnny Carson was getting ready to retire. And all these new talk shows popped up, you know.
Yeah.
And so it started as a joke, oh, we're going to give Lytle and Lamb a talk show, you know. And so we did it during, it started during the local commercial breaks for whatever show we were on. And that's how we did it. But like I said, it got to be too much, so we stopped. And, but I wore shorts, you know. I'd change my shirt every episode, you know.
Yeah.
But I would always wear like the same tie and shorts. Because we cut them all in one day. Because eventually we tried to cut them daily and it got to be too much. So then we cut like five a day or five in one day. And that got to be too much.
And well, if you're changing shirts and driving 60 miles. And
John and I were finally like, you know, and we weren't getting paid. And then we were also like, listen, this show is a half hour, all right? And they and they actually put a budget into it, and we were getting something out of it. I think we probably would have continued doing it. But and everybody was watching it. Every day we'd get on the radio, and all these people were like, oh, you watched your show last night, and blah, 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 you know. Like, they talked about it, but in our minds, we're like, well, give us a full half hour and give us a budget to do stuff. You're like all we wanted to do was get a camera following our guy, because we did the mobile unit stuff every day. So we're like, let's follow them, and then we can plug our show. Hey, in case you guys missed it on this morning's show, we had Pete and Buddha do this, and we could show the video, but they're like, no, that's too much. They didn't want to do any of that. So we're like, if we're going to take this serious, we'll take it serious. But, you know, you guys, you won't even do that.
They want you guys to put it all out there, but they don't want to get anything back.
So we were writing it. They had their cameramen. Of course, they had, you know, several cameras. Those guys are running the cameras. I'll admit that. But like I said, it was all we ended up recording it all in one day. And it was the show was just minutes.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's a half hour, give us a half hour. We'll, you know. So it wasn't worth the time, so we stopped. I don't even know how I got on that, but it was interesting. I don't have any of them on video, though, so I wish I would have, you know. I did a bunch of TV stuff. I don't have any. If you go to my YouTube page, I have, I think I have one thing we did on TV up with me and John and Pete McMurray, and, you know, that's about it. I don't think I have anything else from TV. Oh, and I have the Super Bowl commercial we did in 2000 or whatever that was. You know.
That must have been what I was on the other day. Because I found there's one on with me on there yelling at Shakes.
Oh, no, that's from CBS.
That was some other.
Yeah, that was some CBS. There's some videos up. And most of those got taken down because they had that Luigi in them, you know.
Yeah.
And he got busted for, like, child porn.
Oh, that's right.
So I had to take down anything with him on it. I'm like, I can't be associated with this guy busted for, even though all I did was make fun of him. I'm like, but sometimes I made fun of him and I go, God, you sound like there was a bit I had where I'm talking to Luigi and I go, oh my God, you sound like a pedophile.
And well, he goes, I am.
When it turned out, I don't think he was charged with pedophilia, but he was found with like kiddie porn or something.
Oh my god!
So I was like, okay, we're gonna. I gotta, you know. I'm like, this is. I gotta get the hell, you know. I gotta get rid of these. So I had to go.
Yeah, whatever happened to that other goofball?
I had to go on and, you know, like erase all the bits with him. Get rid of those, you know. What other goofball?
That other goofball thought he was a wrestler.
Oh, Hillbilly Joe.
No, not him. The other.
Oh, Rage.
The one that always wore his wrestling boots into the.
Rage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's about a piece of work.
Yeah, he's, I think, you know, hold on. I got a message. I got a message from TJ who does a podcast. There's a whole story with this. TJ does a podcast. This guy, TJ. And
okay,
he had Rage on his show. And he brought up my show to Rage, and Rage got really angry. And there was a whole.
Is that the one you're talking about that he went off the hook?
Yeah, there's a whole thing. And then he refused, he talked bad about me. And they're like, hey, you can't talk about that. You can't talk about Ray like that. And I don't effing care. And he's all, you know, all this stuff. And then he ended up, he sent me a message saying, hey, I finally got Rage to apologize on the air to you, to Ray Lytle. And I guess it was on the latest episode of, and I'll plug his podcast again. His podcast is Mayhem. Hold on, let me get it's Mayhem Radio. Mayhem Unleashed Radio.
Okay.
So if you listen to Mayhem, it's on Podbean. If you go to Podbean and you search Mayhem Unleashed, you could find the podcast or look for it on a Facebook. But Rage does apologize on that. You know, I've been meaning to go to that website and pull the clips off about Rage. I should have. TJ, I know you listen to the show. Find out or send me those clips. Send me the clips of all the discussion with us. I'll play them on the air, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give people a reason to listen to your podcast. Except I had this weird thing, like TJ told me that he thinks his IP address is banned from the morningdisaster.net page. So,
oh
yeah, I checked and it wasn't, but maybe his provider or something. I don't know what's going on. I gotta double check that because he claims he can't get there because it's because someone's IP address, so we'll.
I used to get a kick out of that Rage. We'd go do mobile units, and goddamn Spanky, I'm gonna kick your ass out of the show.
Yeah, that was Rage. He was always kicking everybody's ass.
And I'm like, you're gonna do what? At first, I thought he said he was gonna lick it. I thought, what the hell are you threatening me for?
Oh, how funny. You want to hear some Rage? Should we play some Rage?
Yeah.
God, he was such a, he was such a Rage. I don't even know how to explain, you know. People that don't know Rage, like Jimmy's pretty easy to explain. Rage is hard to explain because he's so odd, you know. But yet he was, if you knew who he was, I think people, even if you disliked him,
I'm not picking at him because the units we did, I mean, he was good.
Let me give you
some. But then he would just go to PMS, 0 to 60.
Do you remember that time that he kept saying he had all these fans? So, I think,
yeah.
Was it Mikey? Mikey went and grabbed a fan. Like an actual thing you plug in and it emits wind, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, here's your fan, Rage. So we had him walk around with that stupid fan. Oh my god, let me see how long this is. I'll see how long this is. I can play it. Let's see. Well, that's a lot. That's 15. Oh, man, that's a long. That's 15 and a half megabits. That's a little long.
I remember the day that I took him to the gas station, and he was going to try to blow up one of my tires on my truck before I could air it up. And the day we had him out in the yard clipping grass, and I was mowing around
that
him.
That was great. Yeah, because he'd do Rage Against the Machine.
Yep.
That was his bit. He'd take on a different machine, and of course he'd lose.
Yeah, he had scissors cutting the grass, and I had that riding mower.
Yeah, he had scissors. He'd always say, I could at least win for a little bit. All right, let me see. Here's some Rage bits. Rage and Rikishi. Oh, I remember he got in trouble for that. Rage gets yelled at by Sharon. Oh, my God. Do you remember? Rage in jail. Rage and Freak with the ice cream hat. Top 10 list things Vince McMahon would say to Rage. Top Rage Ozfest moments. Rage. Top 10 reasons to let Rage in the building. Top 10 reasons they let Rage out of jail. Rage Against the Machine. Let me get to the Rage Against the Machines. Hold on. Play some of those. All right. If I could find them. Some of the Rage Against the Machine bits are pretty good. But everything's so long. I like to play a Rage bit for our best of today, but my God, it's here's Rage sleeps. Rage is picked up. Rage is the news. No, we're not listening to Rage do the news. Here's Rage Against the Weed Eater. Rage Against the Air Pump. Rage Against the Hose. Rage Against the Hummer. Rage Against the Guitar. Any of those interest you?
How about the guitar one?
That's with Jamie. You know, that one's kind of I mean, that's good, but it's kind of long. And the whole thing is, like, Jamie would play something, and then Rage would go, it's just ridiculous. Rage Against the I tell you what, Rage Against the Weed Eater isn't that long.
Okay.
Want to try that one? Just because of time, like, a lot of them are super long, you know? Because it takes a long to set those up, so.
Well, you notice what we were working with back then.
Well, yeah, we had, you know, and also when we put those things together, there'd be several, you know, we would do something, we'd play commercial, and then we'd come back and do another, and they sort of put everything together with a lot of these best of bits. So this is Rage Against the Weed Eater. All right, that's what we'll play today for our best of bit, a Rage bit.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Rage Against the Machine.
Let's go live to roving reporter Norm on the streets with the Verizon wireless mobile unit phone.
How's it going?
Hello, Norm.
I don't know if Rage wants to do this.
What do you mean?
He seems a little, he doesn't seem very happy about the prospect of having to eat the grass.
Where are you guys?
I think part of it's because Spanky just told him that he fertilized it.
Can we see where you are?
If you guys open the blinds up. We're
trying to get up there and twist those blinds so they'll open up there.
We're right next to the garage over here. And I got a little corner squared off for Spanky and a little corner squared off for Rage.
All right, I see them. Hi, guys. How are you? They look fantastic.
Don't lie to them.
All right, I don't mind it.
Both fat. Spanky and Rage both.
We're too fat. You're too fat.
Too fat.
You're very fat.
You are too fat.
Spanky too fat.
Okay. They got their little area. Great. Is Rage ready? Ask Rage if he's ready.
Rage, are you ready?
Hold
on. You can talk to Rage. Hold on.
All right.
Yo.
Are you ready, Rage?
Oh, Lord help me.
You're going to be fine. You're gonna. Can I hear you moo? I'd like for you to moo during this.
You want me to moo?
I want you to moo.
There was cows out here anyway.
Yes, I want you to moo.
Oh, yeah, I start.
I don't know what you're talking about. There were cows out there.
They weren't there earlier.
Can I hear you moo, please?
Starting to hallucinate.
Moo.
Come on, moo like a cow.
Come on, get into it.
Come on, Rage.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Come on.
Boom.
All right, fantastic. Rage, you're going to graze. You're going to graze like a cow cleaning the weeds. Meanwhile, let's talk to Spanky. Spanky will be using the weed eater.
All right.
To the left there, Rager.
Good morning.
Are you ready, Spanky?
I'm ready.
Spanky, don't get hurt.
Spanky, too fast.
I'm sorry not to.
Spanky,
safety
too fast.
First.
You got to be careful because that weed whip moves so fast you might get some
Norm,
in your mouth.
I want Rage to move while he's grazing.
Okay, so all right. So here's what's going to happen, guys. Spanky, while you're cutting your area, you're going to use that, and it's going to be turned on. And then, Rage, you are going to be mooing while you're grazing. Yes, so you take a bite and
tell
then you
Rage,
move.
The good news is he gets to start grazing before Spanky even turns on the machine.
That is good news. Spanky, this may seem a little unfair to you, but Rage is going to go ahead and start grazing before you start up yours.
All righty.
Spanky, he's cool with that.
All right, guys. Let's get him started. Rage against the machine.
All right. Rage, get going. Hey, get in your own circle. That's Spanky's circle.
Have him get over here so we can see him. Oh, there he is.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Ready?
There, yeah.
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, go. Dude, he's eating the weeds. I'm not hearing any moos. I don't hear mooing. All right. Let's go. Keep grazing.
You can sound more like a cow. Come on.
I don't hear any moos. Come on, Ray.
Oh.
All right, very good. Spanky, let's go. Have Spanky start up.
All right, here he goes.
We got to get video of this.
Move,
can you take a picture and talk on the phone at the same time?
Grass all over him.
You know, we should, no,
keep going. Keep going, Ray.
So much for the hay fever.
Can you do that? Take a picture?
How's his hay fever doing?
I'm going to get sick.
Come on. I don't hear mooing. I don't hear any mooing.
Have Norm take a picture.
Rage says he's about to get sick.
I don't hear any mooing.
Get back down here, Rage.
I don't hear any mooing.
No. Well, don't get...
Spanky's already done.
There he goes again.
He's totally losing it.
There he goes.
I don't hear any mooing. I need to hear mooing.
Come on, come on, moo.
Moo.
Hey, Spanky's done with his.
All right, so I guess we have a winner?
Rage, I guess so.
Rage is so fat, it looks like he's eating everything at the kitchen sink, but he's worried about a few strands of grass.
That's like the guy eating the whole pizza with a diet.
He's upset.
What did Spanky tell him?
He's upset because Spanky fertilized right before.
All right, so Rage Against the Machine. Rage Against
the
Machine.
He's like, 0-7 now?
The victor was the machine.
Well, he's just
the
machine.
You know what? Spanky wants a rematch.
Oh, he wants...
He says he didn't get a fair start.
How sporting.
He still won. Yeah.
Spanky killed him.
Yeah,
you know, Spanky's probably working on the point spread
Norm
system.
Norm, have Rage congratulate the machine.
All right, Rage, go ahead. Concede to the machine. Congratulate it.
I don't hear any moves.
No.
And yeah, with moves.
I don't hear any moves.
Come on.
And I want to hear some moos. Let me hear some moos.
On your
moo, moo. Moo, moo. Moo.
There you go. Congratulations. That's what I like. Thank you, Rage.
That's
I'll see you in a minute.
Actually, the machine did a better job broadcasting than Rage. That was really something. Oh, my God. How funny. There you go. That is Rage against the machine with the machine mooing. A Rage mooing as Spanky was handling the machine, and it did pretty well. Hey, Spanky, we have a phone call. Hi, who is on the air?
Dog food lady.
Oh! I'm applauding you.
Hi, Ray.
Hello, DFL. How are you, darling?
Pretty good. Just losing weight again.
Wonderful.
I laid off in the Mountain Dew.
You're stopping Mountain Dew?
I'm trying to. I'm only drinking 1 liter a day now.
Oh, good boy. I'll tell you.
You know what? That's good because I was drinking like 4 to 5 liters a day.
Well, yeah. I mean, you are
an example
of willpower.
Less than 3 weeks.
You've lost 10 pounds?
Less than 3 weeks, yes. But I'm still on hydroxychloroquine, too.
And that's from not drinking Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And you know what? Now I'm trying to quit smoking, too.
Look at you.
Now I'm down to 10 cigarettes a day, more than a pack a day.
You are a vision of health.
Now somebody told me I could put myself under hypnosis.
So did you do it?
Yeah.
Will you put yourself under hypnosis?
Before you go to sleep, you can put yourself under hypnosis.
Spanky, have you heard of this, putting yourself under hypnosis?
I would like to hear more so I can try it tonight.
Yeah, how does it work? Tell us, DFL. I want to try this. I want to tell myself.
Before you go to sleep, you just close your eyes and you say, you got full mind over matter, and you have to say, quit doing this, quit doing that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Quit smoking. You got to really put your mind to it.
So right before I fall asleep, all right, I'm laying down. I'm getting tired, and then I go.
And guess what? I haven't had nothing to eat all day yet.
And then I say.
Nothing.
Quit eating so much.
Yeah, you could do it.
Stop
you
eating
know
carbohydrates.
A couple months ago, I was obese. I was eating like 5 or 6 meals a day, and now I eat about 1 or 2.
But you're still obese, or are you not obese anymore?
No, I'm not. I don't eat chocolate anymore, nothing.
So how much weight did you lose to no longer be obese?
Altogether, I lost 20-something pounds altogether.
And now you're not obese?
I'm not obese. I only eat 1 to 1.5 meal a day, and that's it.
How overweight were you?
I weighed 219 pounds.
So you're still like 200.
Now I'm down to 192.
Well, that's still sort of obese, isn't it? I mean, how tall are you?
No, I'm 5'4", almost 5'4".
Well, 5'4" and 192, still obese.
I know, but I'm not. How can I be obese when I don't hardly eat?
I know, but it's what obese means you're fat.
No, because I'm going down more than
right.
Up.
But yeah, that's good. No, I'm glad. I'm proud of you.
No, I weigh 219. Now I'm down 192 pounds.
That's amazing.
I'm not going up. I'm going down.
That's fantastic. No.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And well, I've been a little bit helping too, like doing crunches, leg lifts, and then lifting weights for my arms.
Really?
Yeah, I got muscle now.
Hey, let me ask you, when you do crunches, I've tried crunches too. Can I ask you, when you do crunches, do you fart? Because
no.
Every time I do them, Dog Food Lady and Spanky, I'm doing the crunches, it sounds like this.
I'm only telling my night pass guesses before I go to bed.
Well, yeah, but I can't do crunches without farting. I try, and it just...
So I can get the walking fart.
Yeah, it sounds like... I don't even know how to describe it. It's just... It's every time I... sounds like a car's trying to start. It's a terrible thing, and I got to be all alone.
Well, I hope you're alone when you're doing this.
I like my wife. I don't want her to be in the room. I don't want my kid to walk in.
Like my cat, every time before I go to sleep, I pass gas, and my cat looks at me and says, "You did it again, don't you?"
So you're saying you will fart, and it's so offensive your cat gets angry.
My cat literally gets off the bed.
Yeah, that's I fart when I exercise, so I got to be, you know. God, it's like I can't go to a health club because I'll be farting all the time. People be like, look at this fat guy. He's farting all the time. Disgusting. Who wants to smell that?
I know.
I was.
Hey, you won't believe this.
Oh, what is it? Go ahead.
I was out at Walmart not too long ago. And I was in the bathroom twice, and I picked up 50-pound dog food bag, and when I picked it up before I stuck it in the basket, I let out this big fart. There was a guy like 5 foot away from me, and it was so freaking embarrassed.
So you were fine.
And I said, afterward, I said, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's great.
That was freaking embarrassing. You know what I mean?
Dog food lady farts in public.
I was 50-pound bag of dog food, so I had to.
That's what I mean. Like, sometimes your body strains. It's, was it like that loud? Was it?
It was loud, and then the guy started smelling in second place.
Oh, God. Did it smell bad?
But it wasn't silent. Like silent, like deadly, you know, it was there.
And it was so bad you had to tell him you apologized.
And I said, excuse me, I'm sorry. That's what I said. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I farted. The other night I was sitting on the couch and all my whole family had gone to bed. And I had the farts. I lifted my leg and I put it up on the couch with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I let it rip. And it was like, I mean, it was. Now, usually.
You accidentally thought you had a pass gas and you accidentally cropped your pants.
No, I'm pretty good with that.
Nah, I have heard older people doing that before.
Yeah, well, if I'm sick, you know, it'll hit me and I got to run to the bathroom or else I'll shit my pants, you know. But, usually when I fart, I know I'm going to fart. I'm very fortunate that way. I have heard of people thinking it was a fart and then ending up with, you know, having to change. Spanky, you ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear this?
Yeah, I can hear you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, yeah. Have you ever...
Hey, you won't believe this.
What?
But don't ever get your gallbladder taken out, Ray.
Why?
Because it gives you the trots for the rest of your life.
Oh, that's why you always have... I thought it was because your diet was so bad that you constantly had loose stool.
No. Actually, when you get your gallbladder taken out, you cannot eat greasy foods anymore or nothing like that. Mm.
So that's why you constantly have, like, a loose stool.
Yes.
Hmm.
I had my gallbladder taken out, I think, like in 2005.
What does dog food lady and a bad bar have in common?
Yeah, we both do.
Loose. They both have loose stools.
Oh, buddy.
You know, Ray, if she'd take a rosin bag, she could tighten that loose stool up a little bit.
Take a rosin bag. Put that rosin bag in.
Sometimes I have to go to the bathroom like about 5 or 6 times a day.
Oh, my God. That seems excessive. That seems excessive, dog food lady.
And I don't even have to eat or nothing. I still have to go.
Oh, I'll go back to my story. You know, a lot of times I'll fart and it's sort of, you know, it's like it's mildly noticeable, but sometimes there's nothing, you know. But I was on the couch, was it last night or 2 nights ago? And I lifted my leg up on the couch and I let it rip. And I'm telling you, it was offensive. I was like, oh my God. It nauseated me. I was like, this came out of my body. This smells so horrible. And
my birthday's coming up next month again.
Yeah.
Don't you remember?
So wait a minute. My talking about farts made you remember that we have birthdays in the same month.
No, you do too?
Well, yeah, and so does Spanky.
When's your birthday in October?
All right, here we go. I'm going to tell you. Mine's the 25th.
Mine's the 4th.
Spanky's is the 19th.
18th.
The 18th. Damn, I was going to... And Dog Food Ladies is the 5th or 6th. Oh, 4th. The 4th. See?
And my best friend in the whole entire world, his birthday is on the 9th.
Oh, look at that. See? So that we all have October... We're all October birthday babies.
Yep.
Hey, maybe that's why all our farts stink.
It could be.
Right?
And on the 27th of this month is my great nephew's birthday.
Well, look at that.
He'll be 9 years old.
Oh, well, I'll be damned. Look
but
at
he's
that.
He's a Libra, too.
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio. A Scorpio.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Are you really? Really?
My name is Spanky. I'm a Sagittarius.
No, he's not. He's Libra.
You're a Libra, Spanky.
They're I date Libra. Girls that are overweight and sexy.
Just think, man. There's some guys that got these weird ass. Excuse me for swearing.
She called me weirdo.
Weird foot fetish. I dated this guy one time, and the only thing he wanted to do was kiss my feet.
What? That's it?
And I tell you something, I said, get the heck out of my house.
Wait, hey, what's the weirdest thing? Dog food, let me ask you this. What's the weirdest thing any guy ever wanted to do to you sexually?
I don't know. Nothing.
Like the strangest thing where you told the guy, no, you're not going to do that to me. Or do you
Greek
just,
sex, and I didn't let him do it.
He wanted to do what?
He wanted to do Greek sex.
Greek?
And I didn't let him do it.
What is Greek? Spanky, you know what Greek sex? What's Greek sex?
Never heard of Greek sex.
What's Greek sex?
In the back door, and I never done it.
Oh, anal. He wanted to try anal stuff on you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sick. I told him, do you think I am gay?
Why would you be? Wait a minute. Lesbians do anal. You're saying only lesbians do anal sex?
No. I thought only gay guys do it. And when he asked me to do it, I said, do you think I am a gay guy?
Well, he might have.
Maybe.
Maybe he was gay and he thought he was with another fella.
Who knows?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe he just.
That's not my prerogative at all.
Maybe he was like he doing women in the.
Mama, back it up.
You know, a lot of girls do that, you know.
Yeah, not me.
I'm just saying that a lot of them do, you know.
Back that ass up, baby.
Certainly not dog food lady, but a lot of people.
No.
You know. A lot of the
girls. I don't mean really be like trying to stick a cob up your butt, dog.
Uh-oh.
I'm only trying to make you laugh.
Oh, God. I think her mom heard that one.
I was going to say, did I hear a mother in the background?
My mom, like, you know. She avoids accidents all the time. She would never get an accident, my mom.
Because?
Okay, she avoided, in the past year, she avoided like 20 different kinds of accidents.
Really?
That not she would have, but the other person would have it. You know what I mean?
Like, what, would they go to fart?
No, they would pull out in front of us. And
oh, like a car accident. Oh,
them,
I thought you meant like.
You know, something like that. My mom avoids accidents. How can I say? She's a good driver. She's so much a good driver. She would never get an accident.
Right. Okay. I see. I thought you meant like the accident we were talking about earlier.
But it's so crazy that these some people act like they got their driver's license from a Cracker Jack box or something. I don't know.
Right. Hey, let me ask. Just between us, your mom can't hear, but
yeah.
You said before your mom, when she was younger, she used to get around, right?
Years ago, when she
like
doesn't
a long,
anymore, she goes to church with me now.
Like a long time ago, when, you know.
I'm talking like over 2 decades or more.
Yeah, like 20-some-odd years ago, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you, just between us, do you think she did Greek sex, yes or no?
Never.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Never did, no.
Make sure your mother wasn't up to no good like
no,
that.
No, she never did. She never did. Honestly, truly, she never did.
Well, good for
I
her.
Asked her and she says she never did.
And then good for you. You've never done it either.
No, because I'm not gay.
That's the weirdest thing. Spanky, what about you? You ever done it, Spank?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's just too much for me to handle one morning when I'm sober.
Right. Yeah. See now I bet you wish. I bet you wish you were still drinking.
You know what? I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get drunk this weekend.
Right.
I am for the first time. I'm gonna get drunk this weekend.
Oh yeah.
For the first time in the world since 2006.
Well, be careful because
2010.
What's gonna happen is.
There's a big party at my neighbor's house. That's where I'm going.
Well, just be careful because what happens is you can get drunk and then you'll end up going and drinking, you know?
No, it's going to be at home.
All right, well, be careful
it's
because.
It's going to be right here in the neighborhood.
You get drinking, next thing you know, you're going to start eating, you know,
I know when
and
I get.
You know what happened then, Ray?
When I go out and get drunk, I want to go get breakfast. I would go out. I know, but you get when you get drunk, you get hungry, and then like I've gone drinking before, and then I end up at like a breakfast place. I end up with like a breakfast place.
No, I'm going to end up with pretzels.
Yeah, and then at the breakfast place, I order eggs, pancakes, waffles, toast. I mean, French toast. I mean, it's a meat.
No, I had French toast the other day. I did.
I end up with a plate filled with food. And I feel horrible when it's all done. So you got to be careful.
Can I tell you something? I haven't eaten over 24 hours now.
See, you should eat. You should eat. You should eat. Just don't eat as much.
I'm worried about her, Ray.
I know. You're not eating enough.
Because if she gets drunk, she might be having that Greek sex and not eating.
Yeah,
it.
You know, here's the thing. Don't get drunk on an empty stomach. When you get drunk on an empty stomach, you get more drunk.
I do. I did not know, but you won't believe this, but years ago I used to drink my beer with a straw.
Yeah, I'm worried about you. If you get too drunk, you might eat a bunch of fattening foods or have Greek sex. You got to watch yourself.
No, I'm not getting a Greek sex.
Well, just saying, if you get too drunk, I don't want you to end up doing...
Sex is a sin, and I'm not going to do no sin.
But when you're drunk, you don't...
Sex is a sin. That's ultimate sin that I believe in. Sex is ultimate sin.
So no more sex for you.
No more, honest and truly.
You'll never have it again.
Years ago.
Good for you. So you're never going to have sex again.
Never ever with my dead body, I will.
I'm going to keep this tape, and if you tell me you have sex again, I'm going to play this tape for you and say, look, you broke your promise.
Nope. Jesus tells me to stay solvent, so I'm staying solvent.
Repeat after me.
What if she gets drunk?
I will never do when I'm drunk. I'm sensible when I'm drunk.
Just right. Remember one thing. Sit on your ass.
Yeah. Sit on it.
And they'll never take advantage of
you. That's right. Make sure it's not exposed.
No, you don't do that. Keep your legs crossed.
There might be gay guys out there looking for ass.
Yeah.
If you're not on it, something could happen. Someone
okay.
could attack
you.
Don't
you. I'm going to go home this morning and keep my legs crossed.
If you not want to have sex, keep your legs crossed.
Yes.
That's what I say.
So repeat after me, dog food lady. Dear baby Jesus.
No, really, I'm going to stay solvent for the rest of my life because I believe if I have sex, I won't go to heaven.
So repeat after me. Dear baby Jesus.
No, dear Jesus, I will never have sex again, and I promise you that.
I promise you, Jesus.
I promise I'll never have sex again.
I promise you, Jesus. I promise you, Jesus, I will not be having sex ever.
Ever again, that's true.
Especially
only if I get married, and that would be a miracle.
Especially not Greek sex.
Not Greek sex at all. Heck no.
Yep.
That belongs to the gays.
I will not be a. I will not do BJs.
Oh, that's sick. BJs.
No. Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
You won't do BJs. And you won't. You won't watch.
Hey, I have to admit, most women swallow, and I don't even do that.
Oh, Mama's getting fired up.
She's thinking of her past.
You won't. In the background,
and you won't. And
I better watch y'all. I'm on here the end of this. I'm gonna go.
All right, bye, dog food lady.
Bye.
Good Lord.
Wow, what was that?
Man, I'm telling you, she is a trip. Greek sex. Have you ever heard call that Greek sex? Have you ever heard anyone call it that before?
No.
And that's the dumbest thing. The only gay guy. Oh my God. Let me ask you, how many women do you know that do anal sex?
A few.
Like these days, right? A lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them these days. Hey, I knew a girl when I was I think I was still in high school. I knew a girl that, I think I talked about this before, a girl that only did anal because she wanted to remain a virgin. And I worked with this girl, all right? And I remember sitting in the break room where I worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how it came up. Like this other person that I worked with. Oh, it was a girl. She told me, she said, so-and-so is a virgin. I'm like, are you kidding me? She's always with guys. And she says, oh, well, she has sex with them. She just not in the vagina. And I'm like, what? So I'm in the break room with this girl, and we're talking and laughing, you know. Because I was, when I was young, I was charming, you know, people liked me. And so I go, let me ask you, I heard something about you. She goes, what? I said, someone told me that you, how did I word it? I'll paraphrase. I don't remember how I word it. But someone told me that you basically are still a virgin, but you still have sex with people. And she was very, you know, she's very forthright. She goes, yeah, yeah. And I go, but you have, you do anal sex. And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah. So she goes, I like it better. And I go, but if you've never had the vaginal sex, how do you know? She goes, well, it's all I know, and I like it. So, I mean, and by the way, she was good. She was good looking, too.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, how many guys have you been with? She wouldn't answer it, but she sure made it sound like it was quite a few. And so.
Sound like a swinging door.
Well, let me ask you, I was like, okay. That's actually worse. I mean, she was like 17, you know. We both worked at a fast food restaurant. We're in the break room, and she's telling me about this anal sex, and I'm like, it's much worse, you know, to do that as compared.
Well, can you imagine her parents?
Well, I don't know. She told them, but it's weird because this girl that she worked with, they went to high school together. She's telling me one day while I'm like, while I'm working, she's going, oh, so-and-so only does it in the rear, in the butt. And I was like, what? And so it comes up in the break. It comes up in the break room. And then that girl, and then another time that, I don't know if it's the same time or the another time, that girl was in there with the girl who only did it anal, you know, and they're talking about it. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, okay, they're just messing with me. There's no way. They're just messing with me. And then I realized, no, they're not messing with me. This is what's really going on. This girl only does, you know. And this is the 80s. I mean, there wasn't a lot of that. Nobody was talking about
it
in the 80s. And, I mean, you saw it. If you watch a porno video, you might see it. But even that wasn't. Nowadays, you watch porno. It's every porno video. Somebody's sticking in the back door, you know. But back then, it wasn't very common, you know. And this girl was just going for it all the time. A lot of anal activity, so.
But so couldn't you imagine if her parents caught her? Well, mom and dad, I'm still a virgin, but I sure let them plow my rear end.
That's what I mean. And she was a nice girl. She came from a good family, and she was super religious. Because that's why she wanted to wait to be a virgin when she was married. And I've often wondered, I'm like, what the hell ever happened to this girl, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because most girls, you know, that's a stretch. That's like one of the last things they do before, you know. Listen, when I was growing up, no girls wanted to do that, you know. I think there was one, maybe. All right? When I was that young. There may have been activities, you know, post that. But I remember only one girl. I mean, there was a couple accidents, don't get me wrong. You know, get those legs lifted up. You never know where things are going to go. But, you know, most girls, you'd start that, they'd be like, no, 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 no. And this girl, that's all she did. So I've always wondered about this girl. It's like, what the hell ever became of her, you know? Because what kind of sense of you know? Because it just seems like, I don't know. It's just, you got things backwards. So I wondered whatever happened to her, you know?
Well, she's probably down on the corner saying, turn on my light, my door's open.
I'm just saying, she could have, you know. She could have gone into porn, and God knows what she...
But you know, those church girls, and their, you know, mom and dad keep them all cooped up. They kind of tend to get a little wild.
She was good-looking in a... she was really churchy, but she was good-looking in a real slutty way. She could have done porn, this girl. I don't know. I certainly don't know.
Dirty girls behind the altar.
I never watched enough porn, you know, to see. But, I mean, this is somebody that could have done it for all I know. But, yeah, I wonder.
You might know a porn star.
Well, I've met plenty of porn stars, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You
know.
But they come on the show.
I like that one that, was it Mary Carey?
Oh, yeah, she was funny. She liked us.
Had her grandma in there, 91 years old, singing Fair Jaca.
Yeah, her grandmother was on with us.
Yeah, singing, and her boyfriend was in there with her.
Yeah, she was actually nice. You know, she called the show a few times after just to, like, check in or leave a message and say hi. A lot of these porn stars were really nice, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. Some were horrible people, you know. Just like everybody else. Like, some were real bitches. But the majority of porn stars were really nice, you know. And they'd always like, oh, God, which one was it? One came in that was just real, real sweet. And I interviewed her, and it was funny. And then she was a deja vu, right? And then she came back. She came back later in the day. She came back. Or did she tell us to swing by? Oh, yeah, she said swing by. So I sent Bodine over to the VU. And she said, can you give these to Ray? And she gave us like she gave us a buttload of movies, you know, and like a bunch of porn movies of her, and she signed them all and everything. And so Bodine, swing by Deja Vu and pick up whatever she's got for me, because she said she had a gift for me. So Bodine goes and gets them, right, and he takes them back. He takes them back to the station, and the next day I go in and I'm like, I want to get these porn movies. And because I think the running gag with her was I want my wife to watch porn, but she won't, you know?
Yeah.
And so the girl gave me a bunch of porn movies and said, like, your wife would watch these with you and all this stuff. And she was just, the girl was, I can't remember who it was, but she was very nice. And so I come in the next day to work, and I don't know if you were around or not, but I come in the next day, and all the movies are gone. Somebody in the building, they stole all the porn movies. I told Bodine, I'm like, what happened to the movies? He goes, I don't know. He goes, I put them in our cabinet. I'm like, on the cabinet or in the cabinet? He's like, no. He goes, I put them in the cabinet. There was a bunch of porn movies that were ripped off. So somebody that worked at that radio station stole all the porn movies, you know.
Well, you know where they went.
I don't know. I mean,
that little short guy.
Yeah, Jimmy would have stole. Jimmy would steal him in a heartbeat. But, be honest, Bodine would have stole him too. I mean, all I know is I never saw these movies. And she had a personal note. She left me a personal note, and she signed the movies. And then Jimmy told me what the note said. I'm like, how the hell do you know what it said? I was around. I was around the building still. And I'm like, he went by to get him. In the late afternoon, what the hell were you doing at the radio station? So, I don't know. It might have been Jimmy. Or, I don't know, maybe one of our salespeople was a pervert.
Oh, I'm sure there was.
Or, you know, it could have been one of the jocks on the air. It could be anybody, one of the engineers. I mean, it could have been anybody. I never found out who stole the somebody should come clean and tell me who stole the porno movies.
They should.
I remember she was good looking. There was a couple of porn stars that weren't that good looking without makeup, but some of them, man.
Yeah, I remember old Mary Carey. She took that bra off and put that one cup on my head, and it covered my eyes.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, those are gigantic boobs.
I said, lady, I can't see.
Those were gigantic.
But Grandma, she was a trip.
Yeah, and her grandma was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when her grandma died. We did a news story. We're like, oh, my God, she died. Or no, she called us. She called us to tell us her grandma died.
Aw.
Because she ended up doing this whole thing where she wanted to run for governor or something. And
governor.
Yeah. But she was nice. There was one girl from Chicago. There was one girl from Chicago that I can't. She was super. All I remember, she was blonde. She was from Chicago. She was super nice. Because she invited my wife and I to go up there, and I was like, well, you know, but to go to the city and do something. And I can't remember. It wasn't anything sexual or anything like that. It was, you know. But she was a super, super nice, smart girl. She's a porn star. And the other thing, she hated Jimmy. She was like, that guy's a pervert. Keep him away from me. Which I got such a kick out of, you know, because I'm like, this girl was a porn star, you know, and doing like horrible things on film, you know. Meanwhile,
but she's worried about Jimmy being a pervert.
Yes, but she thought Jim was a pervert. He's just creepy, is what she said, you know, something like that. So, which I did get a kick, and I can't remember who she was, but I do remember liking that girl a lot. I remember saying, God, how is she a porn star? So much going on for her. And then I remember she's so hot, you know. Like this girl.
Exactly.
I remember this girl showing me her ass, and I was like, holy Christ. You know. But it was during the commercials when I got to talk to her, and I thought she was really nice. But then on the show, we talked to her into showing us her ass, and it was just like, oh, my God, that smart and a body like that. I cannot remember the girl's name. But I know she was good looking, and she had a tattoo of lips on her ass. So if anybody knows,
I don't remember that.
Well, this would have been in 90. This would have been early part of this would have been like in the first 3 years of the show, like maybe 98. And that's what I remember. We were in the old studio, in the little studio. So I do
little chicken shack.
Yeah, and I do remember this girl, and I can't. Maybe one of our listeners can look it up for me and let me know. But she was blonde, really attractive. I mean, really attractive, really smart. And she had, when she showed me her rear end, she had lips, a tattoo of lips that were on her rear end. And she hated,
I'll check that out.
She hated Jimmy. She liked Rocky, of course. Everybody liked Rocky.
Oh yeah,
and she loved me. I could tell, you know, like some people just really, most people hate me, but some people really like me, you know. And I remember this girl being one of them, and she was. I can't remember her name, but I remember saying to myself, you know what, I'm gonna watch a porn movie of hers, and I don't know if I ever watched one or not.
So when you go out in public into a strip club, you say, turn around, let me look at your ass.
Yeah, no, I never even went. Like, she invited me to go, but I never even went because the girl was so, you know, she was so nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, when people, sometimes those girls would come in, they'd be so nice. I'm like, I don't want to go see them, you know.
Kind of feel ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I'd feel uncomfortable. You know? Like Sean and Jimmy, those girls would come to town, they'd be right in the front row of Deja.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy'd be in the front row ready to stick his nose in somebody's ass crack, you know. He didn't care.
Jimmy's tearing the same dollar bill in half six times.
Well, he ended up dating the one porn star.
Yeah, that's one pissed in his bed.
Yeah, yes, who was so drunk. Of course, he said she squirted.
Yeah.
I had her squirting so much. And then he had to sleep in the wet spot. And we were like, dude, she peed the bed. And she was so drunk. And she was the one that the strap on. The girl with the strap on. It figures. Jimmy would brag about having sex with her. And then it'd be like, he'd tell everybody who she was. He'd go, you mean like the girl that uses the strap on guys in those movies?
Yep, that was the one.
Oh, God. We should probably wrap up on that because you know that's a pretty good memory.
Yes, very.
Jimmy dating the porn star who is known for using strap-ons on guys
and pissing the bed
and peeing the bed. Although he claimed he was so good to her sexually that she was a squirter. Do you remember when he would tell people he tried to tell us that. He was saying that she told him that he was better than any guy that she screwed in like a porn movie.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we were just laughing. We're like, how do you believe that? And somebody had seen her movies and they're like, dude, have you seen her movies? He's like, oh yeah, I'll watch them with her. Like they would watch the movies. And then Jimmy said, she says that I'm better than anybody she screwed in the movies. And it's like, oh, my God, how do you believe that, you know? And I can't – one of the guys on the show is like, oh, man, she's just – in these movies, she's just getting drilled you know, two, three guys at a time. And she's, you could just tell she's enjoying it. And we were just like, how in the hell could Jim ever please her like, but he claimed he did. Nobody believed it, but I'm saying he claimed that, that she told him he was better than the porn stars.
There you go. You got it right there.
And he also swears she never used a strap on him, but I think most
I
of
I bet
it,
he was a pillow biter.
Yeah, most of us find that hard to believe.
I love him to death. He was like my brother to you and everybody else, but yeah.
He had to let her do it to him.
He bit the pillow.
But then again, I will say this, Meg, you know, like if you do something for a living, you don't want to do it at home, you know? Like my dad was
exactly.
my dad was a cook, you know. He was never officially a chef, but I mean he was a cook and he was really good and well known for it. When he was home, he very, very rarely cooked. Unless he was wanting to experiment with something, you know. Like try something.
Yeah, because that's what he'd done every day.
Yeah, he would want to try something. Like he wanted to make a special kind of crepe and he made it for us several times to learn how to do it, you know, or to master it. But he didn't cook every night. My mom cooked. So I'm saying that when you do something at work, you don't want to take it home. So maybe she didn't want to put a strap on and do Jimmy, but I don't know. Most of us believe that she did.
Yeah, I think she did.
even though he claimed she didn't. Anyway, we'll wrap it up on that. Hey, tomorrow's show, Spanky, tomorrow we're doing a special Shaner best of. That's right.
Awesome.
It's going to be a best of bits all featuring Shaner, including Shaner and you letting the WCW use his limo.
I remember that.
We've got Shaner taking the redneck quiz. We've got Shaner on the beach. We've got Shaner wrecking Bodine's car. We've got so it's all bits featuring Shaner.
Yeah. Do you have any of the Shaner and Jim doing the test drives of the car?
I do have that. Yeah. Yeah. I'll put that on
too. That were always good.
So there you go. Tomorrow's, it's a best of show featuring all Shaner. And it's going to be Shaner bits, either bits that he was the star of or bits he was part of. It'll be all Shaner tomorrow morning starting at 8:30, and there'll be a podcast available of it as well. Anyway, we're going to wrap up today's show. This is it for Thursday's show, September 15th, 2016. By the way, Jimmy's birthday was yesterday Jim's birthday? 14th, I think. Anyway, happy belated birthday to Jimmy, wherever his soul may rest. And we hope it's upstairs and not down, but, you know, who knows? If he stole my porn movies, he might be in hell. You know, that could happen. Or maybe he did Greek sex. As Dog Food Lady told
that's
us.
So much Greek sex, he's ass up in the hot oven.
I'm just saying that a Dog Food Lady told us you go right to hell for doing that. So, and thanks to Dog Food Lady for calling in. Spanky, you were fantastic today. And we will see everybody on Monday morning at 8:30. Till then, have a great weekend. So long, everybody.
I will even check in to see if I'm still sober.
I hope so. Fingers crossed.
I think I will be.